Kerrang Radio.
I'm here with Twin Atlantic Reading Festival. This is my favourite part of the evening, actually. We've got Dr. Dre on in the background. It's not as hot now as it has been all day.
True.
We've got Paramore just about to come on, I believe, and Queen of the Stone Age.
Very true.
This is your last bit of press, so you guys are happy.
Oh, yeah.
How's it gone so far?
It was amazing, man. It was pretty much no more space in the tent for any more people, and everyone knew pretty much all the words to nearly every song, so it was
a really
humbling sort of exciting moment for the band.
So that include the new songs that have been out for 4 days?
Bizarrely, yeah.
There was like one song which maybe is the song Falling to the Party that was this on the record, but we hadn't like played it at all or whatever before. That was maybe like people were definitely getting to know that song more than the others, but apart from that, it was amazing.
As a confession, I couldn't make your set. I was stuck in here. I was interviewing
Brett Dahl. You're at work, man.
I'm genuinely good at that. I missed your set.
Oh, it's okay, man.
I saw you guys played in North London in Tufnell Park, which is like literally next to my house. So when I saw that date, I was like, yes. June, something like that.
Some time ago, 2 months ago, something like that.
That was fantastic. And already then, I was thinking that your slot here was a bit low down the list. Do you know what I mean?
Perhaps. I mean,
we couldn't possibly comment.
It's not for us to say. I mean, we played the main stage last year. They didn't let us go any higher up the main stage, so we thought we'll take it back a notch and make it fun for everyone.
That's interesting, because personally, I'm not really a fan of the main stage until this sort of time. For example, Def Havana, one of my favourite bands, when I saw them on the main stage, saw that they were playing on the main stage, I thought, that's great for them. But
yeah,
I'd actually rather see them higher up on the second stage, you know what I mean?
Totally. It's way more fun in there, because there's obviously a lot more atmosphere, and you have to make a bit of a pilgrimage to get to the stage, and you need to decide you're going to be there, so when the bands do come on, it's a bit more of a connection.
And you've been doing in-stores, a couple of in-stores in London and Glasgow this week, I see. Do you think that's a dying art? Because no one really does them as much as they used to.
It could be. I think we wanted to be, you know, part of that for so many years that, given the chance, that's why we would have done more this week if we could have. It's quite a special way to instantly thank someone for buying your album, do you know what I mean? And it's obviously like social media and everything's made that a lot easier for bands and artists, so that's maybe why it's sort of died out, but nothing like the personal touch.
So we knew at Kerrang Radio, when we heard Heart and Soul, we knew it was going to be an absolute massive banger. Did you guys know when you wrote that that it's going to have the impact that it did?
Not as much as it did. I think we thought we've got a really good song, but the response from everybody and the amount it got played on like all the radio stations was overwhelming. It's kind of made our band into just this whole other thing over the space of like 2 months, isn't it?
Yeah. Amazing.
It showed how confident you guys are. As I said, I didn't see you today, but at the Dome, Tufnell Park, I think you played that song like fourth or fifth.
Oh yeah, we came out and played all new like songs, like the first four or five songs, yeah.
To me, that just screams like, we're so confident about this new album, we're going to play the single fourth.
Yeah, I don't know, I mean, I think we were just really eager to be playing the new songs, man, so like we just put them at the start. We were really lucky when the Foo Fighters brought out Wasting Light. We were lucky enough to get to see them at South by Southwest, in a tiny wee venue for their band, play their whole album from start to finish, and then they did like a little mini greatest hits set right after it. That was our rubbish version of that. Tufnell Park, 4 new songs, 4 old songs.
I flicked the switch on the generator so I could turn you on.
This is the official Kerrang Rock Chart.
Where does that thing with flags come from?
It started kind of two separate ideas that then ended up together. We were kind of interested on like the way that, like, you know, obviously bands have logos and blah blah blah, and what we were trying to think of what other sort of identities have logos, and one of the things was obviously countries, how the army put their flag on everything and literally to the point of being over the top. We were kind of interested in like the propaganda effect that had, and then the other part of it was we loved like bands like Led Zeppelin and stuff, like who represent each band member with a logo, and we sort of, you know, tried to blend the two ideas, and each flag on the front of the album.
Oh, is that's what it is?
Yeah, it's meant to represent a band member, and then When you put them together, it makes one big flag that represents the band.
Okay, I didn't realise that. I don't know what I thought.
No, it's interesting. There's been a lot of different theories, so...
What are the inner theories?
People were, like, reading into the colours and, like, how it was all this really deep psychological stuff. I don't know whether the way it is laid out, there has been some sort of mind control thing that's happened. When people see a flag, they feel intimidated or something, so people are thinking it's... a really deep and meaningful thing, but it's actually quite simple.
Listen, you guys are number one in the Kerrang rock chart.
Whoa.
Believe it or not. Can you just introduce, with Brothers and Sisters, can you just introduce that track for us, please?
Yeah. Hello, this is Twin Atlantic. You're listening to Kerrang Radio, and this is our single, Brothers and Sisters.
Number one.
Are you still out the yard?